decided I am going to have some questions, but...
Mr. Domenici started there, and that is the two-stage process. I've never heard so much discussion or argument about a simple procedural suggestion that I have about this particular suggestion. This was only intended as a matter of conducting an efficient state engineer proceeding. It has no substantive bearing. It's truly irrelevant to this particular consideration. It's similar to what, if you recall back the 2007 application, the state engineer actually bifurcated that proceeding as well. The intent was to go forward with the feasibility of plan hearing and then the other parts of the case. We simply thought this would be more efficient. Mr. Jasmunski testifies to that. Either way, as Mr. Jasmunski testifies, the Augustine fully intends to put the water to beneficial use in the way specified in the application. I will mention one other thing, though, that applies to the entire argument that the protestants have made about this completeness of application, and that is, if that happens, the remedy is not to dismiss the application. If you recall, there's a regulation in the state engineer proceedings that says, if an application isn't complete, then the state engineer is to give direction as to what's missing, and then give the applicant 30 days to fix it. So if the problem here, for example, is that the two-stage process isn't something that the court or the state engineer is willing to consider, that's fine. If send that back to the state engineer, give us the 30 days, we'll take it out and fix it. If you then going back through the various issues, the opposition has completely ignored matters. That is the only thing that they identify that's missing from the application. If you listen to all three of the other parties, is there's a lack of information about who the end users are going to be. That is exactly what Mather said was not required. The commercial sales idea, that's outlined in the briefing. I'll stand on that. I'll suffice it to say all of the authorities that are actually cited stand for the proposition that it's allowable, and the state engineer certainly has allowed it. Part of what we have going on here is simply the applicants don't, the protestants rather, don't believe the applicant. We have specified exactly how that water will be used. Municipal use, six specified municipalities, commercial sales, along the mile-by-mile route of the pipeline, specifically where the lateral alignments are. They may not like that that is our plan, but that is the plan. You cannot get more specific than that. The state engineer suggests that Derringer actually supports the concept that summary judgment is allowable. Certainly, I agree. Derringer stood for the proposition that summary judgment is allowable to deal with the threshold issue, a single threshold issue, and that is availability of water. Other than that, Derringer, D'Antonio, which they don't discuss, and they don't discuss in their briefing either, says, again, quote, an applicant is entitled to a full evidentiary hearing, and I think it's somewhat telling that you didn't hear from any of the parties about Lionsgate, because it's so entirely clear that what has happened here is there has been a piecemeal litigation where the state engineer has isolated a single threshold issue, that being speculation. Again, we hear from the all of the opposition over and over, it's broad, it's speculative, without saying what that means, without defining what that means. But as I said, what that means is that the applicant is not intending to take steps to put the water to beneficial use. Here, the facts and evidence clearly show that we have a very detailed plan and have studied and evaluated exactly how that water will be put to beneficial use. And as the indications in Mr. Jasmunski's affidavit say, all of that water will be put to beneficial use. One of the opposition asked for a specific amount in each of the locations. I think in paragraph 28 of the second affidavit, that information is actually present. That you can't really argue credibly that there isn't a weighing of evidence going on here. There is significant evidence in the record of the intent, the plan, the can and will document. And as I said, there's no obligation to be specifying the specific end users. As an example of that, you can see the Jowl Basin application, or rather permit, I should say, that was attached to our reply. Finally, what I would say, Your Honor, is if we're talking about Groundhog Day, I would submit that it's Augustine Plains Ranch that is, in fact, Bill Murray, and that Here, we've gone through a number of iterations. We had the port giving us information. We had the state engineer giving us information. When we resubmitted the application, we went through two more processes where they said, here is what you need to do. Here's the additional information. And we have followed every bit of that advice, and I would submit that actually this time we got it right. Thank you.